What's good? What's good? We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much more. Lately, I've been getting into the React thing, which is definitely where most of these content creators are getting their bread and butter. So I'm going to react to a video I seen on Breakfast Club that I can totally relate to. Being a hip-hop artist and being a rapper. But before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some small cuts of stuff? I be dizzle thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Caddy said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. Won't be sold out in your store. That Disney.
That's right, Dizzle. Check them out, dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, a mixture of agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw it on ice, and it's nice. Go to dizzlebrand.com. Go to all locations, and you'll see all the locations that Dizzle's available in: California, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas just picked up, and other states in the Midwest coming soon. And you could order your very own bottle or bottles online. Click on one of the top three links under our locations. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, get the Dizzle Brand merch on the site. Go to dizzlebrand.com and click the store. They got the hats. They got the t-shirts. All right, let's go. Let me get into this Breakfast Club thing they were talking about, where this DA is using rap lyrics to prosecute a criminal organization. Let's go.
Joining us, we're talking about Fulton County DA Fannie Willis.
Fannie Willis.
Now, yesterday, 26 alleged gang members were indicted for Atlanta area home invasions. Also, kidnappings, armed robberies, shootings, and targeting people like Mariah Carey, Atlanta Falcons, Calvin Ridley, and the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Marlo Hampton. Well, she said this yesterday.
I'm not targeting anyone, but however, you do not get to commit crimes in my county and then decide to brag on it, which you do that for a form of intimidation and to further the gang and not be held responsible. One of the lyrics used in this indictment, just one of the lyrics, is me and my crew striking out, striking in all black. Send me the drop, we'll kick in the house. If we steal a car, we're gonna take off the tag. Well, they're kicking indoors, committing home invasions, and now I'm using those lyrics that they're admitting to doing that. I'm gonna continue to do that. People can continue to be angry about it. I have some legal advice. Don't confess to crimes on rap lyrics if you do not want them used, or at least get out of my county.
You have to tell me what that woman is saying wrong, because I didn't hear one thing that she said wrong in that whole statement. And the problem with humans is they don't like to deal with the consequences of their actions. And we told y'all just a little while ago that, you know, we don't want people committing crimes. And we could talk about all of the different factors, all the different socioeconomic factors that lead people to a life of crime. But if you are going to commit crimes, if you have committed crimes, why are y'all on social media bragging about said crime? Why are y'all on rap songs confessing to said crime and got the nerve to talk about snitches getting stitches when you out here self-incriminating yourself? I will never understand it. I don't get it.
The dumbest thing ever.
And she gave the perfect legal advice. If you're going to commit these crimes, why are you getting on records bragging about them?
She's saying, don't confess to crimes on rap lyrics if you don't want me to use them. Or at least get out of my county. If you decide to admit your crime over a beat, I'm going to use it. And I totally agree. If you're dumb enough to commit a crime,
that's right,
and then detail what you did and explain how you got away, how you steal cars, you change the plates, how you break into a crib, then you, if you're that dumb, you deserve to sit down for a little bit.
All right, so let me stop for a second. There's a lot of people upset about this. As a rapper and a hip-hop artist, one thing I know that people have always tried to predicate hip-hop on is being real. Now, we know that most of these rappers ain't real. There's a lot of fake dudes. They're not doing the things they say. But there is, nowadays, I would say there's probably more dudes realer than ever. More dudes are doing the things they're saying on songs more than ever. And also about the lyrics that she recited, whack lyrics, definitely not spit no bars. But I know Charlamagne is going to get into, like, the reasons that people commit crimes. Like, I know he says further into the video, he says something about poverty, but when you're talking about kidnapping and robbing houses constantly, you can't use poverty as an excuse. You can't use breaking in houses as a poverty excuse. Not when you're constantly doing it over and over again and you're targeting celebrities. And you can't use kidnapping as a poverty excuse. I'm sorry. There's no excuse you can give me when kidnapping is involved. So this was definitely a criminal organization. Like, as far as you detailing the crimes on wax, that's no different than the FBI wiretapping somebody and they talking about the crime over a wiretap, over the phone. You know, when you record, that's the thing, that they use recorded information as evidence that they go and they obtain by wiretapping. But rappers are wiretapping themselves. Like, when you detail the actual crimes on a recording, the actual crimes you committed, and you gave out details like, we changed the license plate. Like, you've literally recorded it. Like, the FBI didn't have to go through the process of wiretapping. You wiretap yourself. That's what people don't realize. They could say, oh, it's just entertainment. Well, we know that some of these rappers are real. They are not fabricating. And if you're talking about actual details of actual crimes, with kidnapping and armed robbery or murder, yes, it should and could be used against you as evidence. If the details are exact, yes. And you've recorded it, you've recorded you saying the exact details, it's no different than what the FBI is going to try to do or the police are going to try to do when they wiretap. They're trying to record you saying specific details of crimes. And once you detail the crimes, and we have an actual recording of you detailing crimes, yes, that can be used in the court of law. No, music is not. This is the thing. People are like, well, it's freedom of speech. Not if you're detailing actual crimes. And another thing that Uncle Charlamagne stresses is consequences. I'm a guy who always stresses the laws of nature. I believe in the laws of nature, natural law. But I'm not dumb enough to blatantly ignore the actual laws that man have put in place to control and dictate us. Because these actual laws have consequences that could cause me to go to jail and be locked up and be punished. You know, so I'm not a fool. Just because I believe in natural law doesn't mean I'm a complete idiot and a moron that I don't, you know, I'm just going to blatantly go follow actual laws and not face the consequences. Because even freedom of speech has consequences. If a white person walks up to a black person, use the N-word, there's not going to be no freedom of speech when they get punched in the mouth or they get beat up or they get knocked the fuck out, you know, and vice versa. If a black person was to call a white person a cracker, a honky, you know, that white person might per se get offended and start swinging. There is no freedom of speech if your speech has consequences, you know. And when you detail actual crimes and you detail them in a actual audio recording and a video recording, because you're doing the music video as well, most of these cats, so they've detailed the actual crimes in an audio and a video recording, and they have actually done that crime. Yes, that could be used against them. That's common sense and common knowledge, man. You've detailed the actual crimes. You know, that's what evidence is, like actual details of the crimes. Anything that has actual details of a specific crime. And these guys committed many specific crimes, and apparently they detailed many of those specific crimes in the music, you know. I'm with Breakfast Club on this one, you know. And let me finish it up some. Let's see what else they got to say.
You know, fighting saying that, you know, rap lyrics shouldn't be used in court. Why aren't the OGs sitting these young brothers and sisters down and telling them, look, man, if y'all really out there in the street doing these things, if y'all have done these things, don't talk about them on your records. Well, why? You can't say, if you're trying to say that this woman, the DA, is targeting rappers, but these rappers are making themselves obvious targets by bragging about what it is they've done and are doing.
Well, not talk to them about not putting it in their lyrics. I think you talk to them about not doing the stupidish that they're doing, because they're going to get killed. You're going to run up in the wrong crib.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get killed.
But that's why I said, number one, we don't want people committing crimes.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, there's a lot of socioeconomic factors that lead people to committing crimes. The number one is poverty. Okay?
Let me throw in another but. But kidnapping and targeting celebrities is not about poverty. It's about you just wanting to be a criminal organization. You just blatantly want to commit crimes. So let me throw that in there. If they were just, see, that's the thing. You got to take into account what kind of crime are they committing, you know? And like, and who were they robbing? That's why I always said, if you truly are robbing or stealing or committing crime because you have to eat, then go to the grocery store and steal some food. But the thing is, I got to throw this in too, because the other day, a homeless lady, and this is the thing about, you could throw this poverty thing in, but a lot of these people don't want to be helped. Because, like, when you get into the homeless people that are out here stealing and doing whatever they're doing, every time they ask you for money to eat, they will never accept you just buying them food. I'm a person that has always say, I'm not going to give you money, but I will buy you something to eat if you're truly hungry. But every time you offer to buy somebody food that says they're hungry and they need money to eat, then they change the whole narrative. That, oh, no, I just want the money. No, because they don't want to buy food. They're not hungry because they probably got a food stamp card. They want to get some money to go get a fix, to get some cigarettes, to get some alcohol, to get some drugs, you know. And I'm not in the business of supporting people's habits except my own, you know. But yeah, let me throw that out there. We're talking about kidnapping, a criminal organization doing kidnapping. I don't want to hear poverty as an excuse. That's bullshit.
They're going to do these things. Why get on records and talking about them? And the other thing is, if it's not real, if it's just entertainment, if it's just art, then me, Leonard McKelvey, Charlemagne the God, I'm telling y'all should change the content of your art, because all it's doing is getting you indicted and influencing a generation of kids to do the wrong thing.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Kenny, good morning.
And the key thing he said was, all it's doing to is influence a younger generation to do dumb stuff, even if you're not really about the stuff. And that's what I don't get about, you know, that's why I told somebody the other day, these rappers nowadays are not musicians to me. They're just content creators. They're just content creators. That's what I look at NBA Youngboy as, a content creator. And even though he might be really doing some of the things that he's rapping about, I look at him as a content creator simply because the way he pumps out his music, he pumps it out like it's content. Every week, he's pumping out two or three of these jokers. You know, when a super big podcaster can pump out two, three, four a week, and that could be standard for him. You know what I'm saying? Like Valuetainment or something like that. That could be standard, two or three, four pieces of content a week. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the follower count that a cat like NBA Youngboy has. So I look at most of these rappers as just content creators. I don't look at them at musicians. Because, see, an actual musician is going to really make music that totally reflects their life, their ideologies, their views, or whatever it is, you know. And these rappers nowadays are just saying things that just sound cool, you know. 90s cats were really making music that reflected more to who they were as a personality, you know. That's why you could go from cats to like Capone and Noriega, which were more thugged out, and then you could go to Channel Live, which were more like knowledge and wisdom and stuff like that, you know, more intellectual rhymes, not so much cussing per se or thugged out or anything of that nature. Just more of the average person rhyme, just trying to live a normal life and enlighten yourself with education, you know. So yeah, these rappers nowadays, and the proof that these rappers nowadays are more real than ever and doing the things that they say more than ever, more rappers are being killed more than ever. When you go and look up the history of rappers dying, the first person in hip-hop to be murdered was like Skylar Rock, you know. And from Skylar Rock to when like Bigga Pac, there was a big gap of how many people were killed within that time. You know, Freaky Ty around that time, Pac, Big, you know. But once 2000s hit, the number is literally like doubled, tripled of rappers being killed or murdered or dying in general. Because rappers are either being murdered or they're overdosing nowadays. That's the thing. Even more than ever, we're used to rock stars overdosing. There's so many more rappers overdosing more than ever. And so many more rappers being murdered more than ever. And, you know, I mean, Nipsey, Young Dog, I mean, and these cats, and it's like big cats, major artists, major independents, underground rappers, I mean, left and right, rappers are being murdered more than ever, and they're overdosing off drugs more than ever. So, hip-hop has definitely went down a very dark path. The influence is very bad. And that's the thing. The 90s, like, you have your gangster, you know, rappers, right? You know, you'd have your gangster rappers, but you'd have rappers that would offset that with the Commons and the Dead Prez and the Poor Righteous Teachers and the Public Enemies. There was so much more balance. There's no balance nowadays. Everybody's just a drug using rapper or a wannabe gangster rapper, a big dope dealer wannabe rapper. And some of them are, and a lot more are doing these things nowadays, which makes no sense because they're making so much money off of the music that they're still doing this dumb bullshit. I mean, Bobby Smurder and his boys are probably real as it gets, you know, as real as it gets. And there's so many people out there trying to be like Bobby Smurder and them now, you know. So I agree with Charlamagne and Envy on this one. They agree with me 100%, and I agree with them 100%. Rappers are bringing this on themselves, man, you know. And once you record something, if you record actual details of an actual crime, that's evidence. You know, people could say, well, it's entertainment. No, it's actual details of an actual crime. that you're using as entertainment, you know, but it's an actual crime. So yeah, man, doesn't look good for them. And it looks like that lady, I don't know if she was a mayor. She was a mayor because she said her county. She definitely ain't playing, man. She's definitely not playing. I think that was Fulton County. So that's, I want to say that's Atlanta. I want to say that's Atlanta. Atlanta, Georgia, man. We need more people like her, man. We need more people like her. So once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pigott Podcast. And I'm out.